Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. This is Jennifer Jaworski with Adoption Associates of Michigan, and you are tuned in to Adoption Focus Podcast. Adoption Associates is happy to bring this podcast to our listeners. I am a social worker, again, with Adoption Associates of Michigan, and we have four offices across the state. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we've placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. The four offices that are located across Michigan are in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Our private adoption services are located throughout all of Michigan, and anyone can reach out to us to learn a little bit more about adoption. One of our agency's commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we're very appreciative to you, our listener, for tuning in today. We are in the middle of our Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates series. I keep trying to call it our summer series. We actually did begin our series in the summer, and we're going to kind of continue this program through the end of 2018. We are over halfway there, and we're going to be continuing our conversation and getting to know our staff a little bit better today with Laura, who is out of our Jenison office location. And I believe Laura's on the line, so let's go ahead and welcome her to the show. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule. And we're just going to jump right in. And I'd like you, if you could, to start us off today by telling us about your role and work with Adoption Associates.
Sure. Yep. Well, I've been here at Adoption Associates since 2004. And I'm currently the office administrator in the Jenison office. And I supervise support staff, talk with prospective adoptive parents. I also assist with legal paperwork, assisting the legal coordinator, and do things like managing our website and a few other miscellaneous things.
You make it sound so just easy and simple, but we know that all of those tasks come with a great deal of work, and no 2 days necessarily look alike in your role. And we appreciate what you offer and what you do for our staff in terms of the support that we all get from you and from the position that you fill. On a more personal level, Laura, I want to shift gears just for a minute, if you wouldn't mind. Tell us a little bit about yourself outside of work.
Sure, yep. I'm married and have two grown children and two grandchildren who I love dearly, most important things in my life. Some of the things that I like to do when I'm not at work, I guess my favorite thing to do, and most people who know me well know this, that I absolutely love the beach. That's my favorite thing to do. I enjoy camping with my family and just spending time outside. I like things like music and art and just quiet things like reading, that type of thing.
Awesome. Thanks for that. And you mentioned that you've been with Adoption Associates since, for 14 years now. And I'm interested in hearing what drew you to this field, the field of adoption.
Sure. Well, initially when I saw the ad for the position of adoption, I immediately thought of my brother. My brother was adopted domestically back in 1970, long time ago. And so that's what kind of drew me to the ad itself. But I also thought that working in the adoption field would be a very fulfilling position, and it really has been.
Yeah, and it's fulfilling to you, you know, not to speak for you, but in a variety of different ways, because you mentioned earlier that you do so many different things when it comes to your work with Adoption Associates. You mentioned the legal work a little bit and the support staff. So, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Laura, you see some families from the front door all the way to the completion of an adoption. Is that right?
Yes, I do. In fact, I really enjoy talking with prospective adoptive families when they first call for information. That's one of my favorite things, I think, is to talk with families in the beginning because they're very new to the process. embarking on this adventure, and I like to share about the process so they have a better understanding of it. And it's usually just a really nice conversation to be able to share how wonderful the process is and some of the things that they'll experience.
That's awesome. And I think a lot of people, too, from the outside looking in, think that the only staff maybe that really have those opportunities for interaction would be the casework staff, someone who's assisting the family with the home study or working more intimately, maybe the birth mother caseworker. But I mean, I think that you're obviously proof that that's not necessarily the case. So many of our staff have contact with these couples and get to see them become parents.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
I guess to that end, what is something, or you did talk about your favorite thing a little bit, did you already?
Yeah, I do like talking with prospective adoptive families, but I enjoy so much about my job. There's a lot of variety, never a dull moment, and each day is different. And so I really enjoy doing a variety of things here at the agency.
Well, and your role has changed over the years. I didn't know if maybe you wanted to, you know, elaborate on that a little bit, but you have such a wealth of experience because of how your position and how you have grown through your work with the agency. You want to mention about that a little bit?
Sure, yeah. Well, when I started back in 2004, I started as the international secretary and just started learning the international process. I then, after maybe about a year, moved further into the international department assisting the program managers for Russia and China. And so I started learning more and more about those adoption processes, and it was really very interesting to me, and I really enjoyed that role, assisting those ladies and also assisting the consultants that worked with the clients in those programs, just learning more and more about the programs and also interacting with clients in process at certain points when I was doing that. And so I did that for several years. And then, I think it was probably in about 2014, I became the office supervisor, and my role changed around a little bit where I was then more involved in domestic adoption, whereas before, for several years, it was mainly just international, and I knew very little about domestic adoption. And so once that happened, then I started learning more and more about domestic, getting more involved in that program, started talking with prospective adoptive parents regarding that process, and things just developed from there. Started assisting with the legal paperwork, learning that part of the process. And to me, it is very interesting to learn new things. I like to learn new things, and now I feel like I've worked really in all of the different areas at the agency, so I do feel very well-rounded in that I have a pretty good knowledge of all of the processes, and so I really do enjoy that.
That's awesome, and I was thinking as you were talking, you know, this says a lot about, I think, you, Laura, your character, the way you work, how you relate with others, this ability to be so flexible and so open to learning something new or working in a new department, going from predominantly international work to domestic, and then helping out in the legal department too. Obviously, you're a really big team player, and I think that listening to you talk about your variety of roles as well as your varied experiences kind of highlights that for me, and I'm hoping that our listeners are picking up on that too. What is something you think, Laura, that people would be surprised to know about the work that you do?
I think that they would be very surprised to learn how much paperwork goes into an adoption. I think that when families first approach an agency, you know, they're learning, they don't know anything about the process yet, and I think that it is surprising, especially on the international end, how much paperwork is involved in completing an adoption.
Exactly, and that could be very overwhelming. I would say for myself, I remember when I was coming to the agency too, paperwork. So, yeah, and
yes.
It just seems so natural and seamless for you, Laura.
It feels like when you've done it for such a long time, it just comes naturally, and you continue to do it and learn more, like I said, about the different processes and even more paperwork.
So we've had, you know, the chance this morning to hear you talk about your experience with the agency and your time with the agency and the work that you do. But I'm also wanting to hear what you see in terms of the agency, the growth of the agency, what you love most about this agency and why you're still here 14 years later.
Yes, I love the agency's mission of bringing families together. I feel very blessed to be a part of that process. It's unlike any position that I've ever had, and so that really is something that just makes me want to come to work every day because it is such a blessing to be a part of it. And I've also gotten to know a lot of really wonderful people throughout those 14 years so far, made a lot of very good friends, and friends that I know that I will have forever. So it's a really wonderful place to work and to spend your days, especially when you're working full-time. And I think it's just so important to enjoy what you do during the day, and I do.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better. And, you know, you touched on it, and some of our other staff have touched on it as well, this feeling of extended family that we have with one another, because we are together a good bit of time, and we share the commonality of this mission that we care so much about, of touching the lives of families and children through adoption. So I hear that in what you're saying, too, about your relationships with your coworkers, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have made it to the end of the podcast, Laura. You survived. So I really appreciate your time today and for opening up a little bit about your work and about yourself personally. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
So for those of you that are listening, interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367, 800-677-2367. You just never know. Laura might be the one to answer your call when you do call, getting information. You can also connect with Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net or through Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We will continue our podcast series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates next week, October 16, when we are talking with a new caseworker in our Farmington Hills office. And so we're real excited to have Heather on the show and get maybe a new and energetic perspective on what it feels like coming into an agency like Adoption Associates for the first time. So do tune in next Tuesday. We'll be live at 11 again for another episode of Adoption Focus Podcast. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.